Sources tell CBS News that authorities are still making decisions about tomorrow's inauguration event at the Capital One Arena. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says they've got backup.
The thousands of officers joining us from across the United States, along with the National Guard, are fully integrated into these updated plans, and they are ready to assist.
Supporters are encouraged to line up early, and screening into the arena will be largely first come, first serve. Three Israeli hostages are recovering after being released by Hamas in a ceasefire deal. Israel also freed 90 Palestinian detainees and prisoners. It was cause for celebration in Northern California.
The rally, some 1,000 strong, included hundreds of Palestinian supporters, many hopeful the ceasefire will last.
Obviously, seeing the videos of people celebrating in Palestine and elsewhere brings a lot of joy, and that has been a demand since the beginning of the movement. So we celebrate the victory that it is in that way.
Jeffrey Schaub for CBS News, San Francisco.
And Donald Trump spoke at a pre-inauguration rally in Washington about the Hamas attack on Israel.
It would have never happened if I were president. Would have never happened. There was not even a thought of it. Iran was broke. They had no money for Hezbollah. They had no money for Hamas.
Snow and temperatures are falling across the eastern U.S. At least 3 inches of snow has fallen in New York. But the fire danger is still high in the Los Angeles area. Rich Thompson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
There is a red flag warning in effect for the area from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning until 10 p.m. Tuesday evening. And then a fire weather watch in effect from Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. through 10 p.m. on Thursday evening.
It was a razor-thin victory.
One more snap, and then it's going to be for the fourth postseason meeting since 2020. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Bills.
NFL Sunday Night Football, that was Jim Nantz on CBS Sports. The Bills squeaked by the Ravens 27-25. The Eagles also beat the Rams 28-22. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at Progressive.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
A Dallas coffee shop is putting on a toy drive for fire victims all the way in California. CBS's Olivia Leach is in Texas with that story.
Tiffany Cochis is the owner of East Dallas Middle Ground Coffee Shop, but she's originally from Pasadena, California, one of the areas hardest hit by the wildfires.
Sitting around watching has just been really hard and feeling very helpless.
So on Friday, they got the idea to rent a U-Haul and pack it with toys for the children who may have lost everything in the fire zone.
So many drives right now doing essentials, you know, diapers and wipes and towels and things that maybe the toys and the gift cards are being left behind.
When the call went out on social media for new or gently used toys and clothes, the community responded.
We actually had to unload the truck to get more stuff. So we've got about half a truck's worth sitting in my house.
A local family just donated a second truck.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Cold weather advisory in effect tonight into Tuesday. Mostly clear tonight, a low near -4. Wind chills as cold as 20 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. A high near 5 above. Wind chill values, though, between 15 below and 25 below. Right now, 0 degrees.
My baby, love, I need you, oh, I need you. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Girl, you really got me now. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
To yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong. remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Traveling man. Mm-hmm.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss.
listening to Buffalo Winds. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying school? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. She ain't got no money or clothes that Yeah. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President-elect Donald Trump will do more than take the oath of office and celebrate his second term with parades and galas. He also plans a slew of executive actions, some 200 of them on his first day back in office. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi on what they could cover.
At a rally in Washington, D.C., he talked about releasing the last remaining records that are sealed regarding the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, also Robert Kennedy. That's important because obviously Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be joining his administration if he is confirmed, and also of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination attempts.
Authorities are leaving nothing to chance for Trump's second